Do you ever catch yourself saying, "Why does this keep happening to me?" Maybe it's the same kind of relationship that drains you, or a conversation that always ends with you apologizing, even when you didn't do anything wrong. That's a pattern. And the truth is, we all have them. Invisible loops of behavior that quietly run our lives until we learn to see them. But here's the thing. You can't change a pattern you can't see. And most of us don't realize how deeply the people and dynamics around us shape our reactions. Welcome to the Lessons for Life with Grandma Kate podcast. If you want to stop yelling, end the daily power struggles, or manage your frustration better, but don't know how, you're in the right place. I get it. I was there too. As a grandma, I finally started learning the emotional life skills I wish I'd learned at a younger age. Each week, I share simple, practical life lessons to help you develop your own social skills so you can be the calm, confident inspiration to others. And if you're looking for a little extra motivation, sign up for my one-minute read, One Life Lesson newsletter. The link's in the show notes. New episodes drop every Thursday, so hit that subscribe button. And hey, if something here speaks to you, leave a quick review to help others find these life lessons too. Like a lighthouse, steady and strong, let's all shine a little brighter today. The challenge with self-awareness is this. You don't know what you don't know. And when you're trying to figure yourself out through the reactions of people who aren't emotionally safe, you end up more confused than when you started. You can be one way with one person, and it's totally fine. They understand you. They feel connected to you. But then you can be that same way with someone else, and suddenly it's offensive, or it hurts them, or they shut down. And you think, wait, how do I know which version of me is the real me? I learned early on to read people's body language like my life depended on it. A look, a sigh, an eye roll, a shift in tone. I could sense tension before a single word was spoken. So now, when someone seems uncomfortable with me, such as when they can't look me in the eye or they glance away, my body still reacts the same way it did back then, and I go straight to shame. What's wrong with me? Ugh, I did it again. When will I ever learn? That's the loop. That's the pattern. And that's what makes self-awareness so complicated. We're trying to understand ourselves through the lens of people who don't always have our best interests at heart. Because self-awareness can look like adjusting your tone, reading the room, being sensitive to others. But if you're constantly doing that with unsafe people, it stops being awareness and starts being self-betrayal. And that's where this whole topic gets messy. Self-awareness opens up a can of worms. Because to be self-aware, you have to know who you are. But to know who you are, you have to be around people who let you be who you are. And when you're surrounded by people who don't speak up, who withdraw, ghost, or lash out passive-aggressively, you end up trying to read invisible signs instead of hearing honest words. Most people don't know how to give emotionally safe feedback. They don't say, "Hey, that hurt," or "Can you clarify what you meant?" They just disappear. So the challenge with self-awareness isn't just learning about yourself. It's learning in spite of other people's silence. And that's where the courage really begins. Once you start noticing those quiet spaces, you'll realize there's a big difference between a habit and a pattern. A habit is something you do automatically. The what? Like checking your phone or making coffee. It's surface level and often easy to change once you notice the cue. A pattern, though, runs deeper. It's the why beneath the habit, an emotional loop that's been shaping your reactions for years. Habits are neutral and situational. Patterns are emotional and show up everywhere. Habits shift when you adjust your routine, but patterns only change when you understand yourself better. For example, I used to think staying busy was just a habit, but beneath it lay a pattern, a fear that I wasn't needed. Once I understood that, the awareness itself changed the behavior. That's the real power of self-awareness. It moves you from automatic living to intentional living. When you see your pattern, you now have a choice. You know what finally shifted things for me? I found one person who believed in me. One person who didn't make me feel like I was the problem. For years, I sat in therapy rooms, talked to friends, read books, and still couldn't shake the feeling that everything was somehow my fault. And then one day, I started having honest conversations with someone who simply reflected things back to me without judgment. Calmly, consistently, without emotion or bias, and it planted a seed of doubt that maybe, just maybe, it wasn't all me. That seed changed everything, because sometimes all it takes is one safe mirror, one person that doesn't project onto you, one voice that helps you see what's actually happening instead of what you've been told is happening. That's when I began to see the truth. I was reacting to broken dynamics, and once I could see that difference, I could stop blaming myself and start rebuilding trust in my own perception. My aha moment came when I realized that self-awareness doesn't begin when people finally understand me. It begins when I start trusting my instincts again. Once I started believing in myself again, I could finally look at the patterns underneath, not with blame, but with curiosity. Because self-awareness means asking, where did this start? And how is it showing up in me now? Understanding yourself isn't about analyzing your childhood under a microscope. It's about noticing how the past quietly shows up in your present. From the moment we're born, we start absorbing cues from the world around us. Those early experiences become the emotional language we still speak, how we express love, protect ourselves, and connect. Self-awareness asks, how are these old lessons playing out in my life today? When you pay attention to your reactions, your relationships, and the patterns that repeat, you begin to see how much of your behavior was learned for survival, not for joy. Maybe silence once kept you safe, but now it keeps you small. Pleasing others earned love back then, but now it drains you. The goal isn't to judge the past. It's to understand the present. When you start recognizing why you react the way you do, you can respond from truth instead of habit. You begin to separate who you are from who you had to be. That's the real work of self-awareness, learning to see yourself clearly, to notice when an old story tries to run the show, and to gently choose a new response that reflects who you've become. When you become more self-aware, life feels less chaotic and more intentional. You stop being pushed around by old experiences and start steering from the present. That's the gift understanding yourself better gives you, that emotional clarity that turns chaos into calm. Now, here are 9 life lessons to start understanding yourself better. Number 1, observe your reactions. Pay attention to the moments when you feel irritated, defensive, guilty, or even small. Those emotional spikes are breadcrumbs. They point toward the patterns running beneath the surface. And second, build your emotional vocabulary. Most of us get stuck saying, I'm fine, or I'm stressed, because we don't have the words for what we're actually feeling. There's a huge difference between feeling disappointed, resentful, or overwhelmed. And when you can name it specifically, you can understand it better. And third, pay attention to your body. Your body knows before your mind catches up. Notice your posture during specific conversations. Are your shoulders tight? Are you crossing your arms? Leaning away? Your physical presence tells you what's really happening emotionally. And number four, ask why 3 times. When you notice a reaction, don't stop at the surface answer. Ask yourself, why did I react that way? Then ask why again. And one more time. For example, why did I snap at my partner? Because I was frustrated. Why was I frustrated? Because they didn't help with dinner. Why does that bother me so much? Because I feel like I'm carrying everything alone. That third why, that's where the real pattern lives. And number 5, clarify your values. Take a moment to identify what actually matters most to you. Is it connection? Honesty? Respect? Maybe it's peace or autonomy. Now look at your behaviors. Are they aligned? If you value honesty but find yourself constantly saying, I'm fine, when you're not, that misalignment is creating internal chaos. When your actions match your values, life feels less exhausting. And when they don't, you're constantly at war with yourself. Number 6, notice your triggers. Who or what brings up the same reaction? The pattern often lives inside the trigger, not the event itself. And if you're around people who criticize or twist your words, pause before you absorb their version of the story. Ask yourself, does this feedback come from love and respect or from control and projection? That one question helps you separate truth from toxicity. And number 7, zoom out. Ask, where else is this showing up in my life? Because patterns love to travel, from family to work to friendships, until we learn from them. If you notice the same kind of energy or conflict showing up with different people, it's not proof that you're the problem. It's life giving you another chance to learn the same lesson. And number 8, replace judgment with curiosity. Instead of asking, what's wrong with me? Ask, what is this pattern trying to teach me? That one question turns shame into insight and helps you stay anchored in who you are, even when others don't see you clearly. And lastly, number 9, journal it or record it in your voice recorder. Write or voice what happened, how you felt, and what you did. Then look back at it later. You'll start to see recurring words, feelings, or situations. That's your emotional fingerprint. And that's really the point of all this. The more aware you become of your own emotions and reactions, the better you can model that same awareness for the people around you, especially your kids. When you name your feelings out loud, you're showing them that you recognize your own behavior, like when you yell at your kid for the 5th time to put the dishes in the dishwasher. Let them know that you realized you yelled out of frustration. Or during supper when tension rises, you can say, let's all take a breath and notice what we're feeling before we keep going. Another golden opportunity is while watching a movie together. You can say, did you see how that character just walked away when they got angry? What do you think they were feeling? And what would you do? Every time you model that kind of honesty, you're teaching your kids to be self-aware instead of self-critical. You're showing them that noticing patterns is part of being human. In conclusion, your patterns aren't proof that there is something wrong with you. They're evidence of what you've learned to survive. Find one safe person who reflects back to you without distortion. That's where clarity begins. And when you start noticing your patterns instead of just living them, you stop being hijacked by triggers and start showing up as who you actually are. Whether you're figuring out your own feelings, working through a tough moment as a family, or learning how to talk things through with others, you're practicing the emotional life skills that help us grow into the people we're meant to be. Listening is wonderful, but nothing changes unless you use what you've learned. So pick one life lesson from today and try it out this week. That's when the magic happens. And if you'd like a little extra motivation to keep you going, sign up for my one-minute read, One Life Lesson newsletter. The link's in the show notes. And if you want to keep building your social skills, hit follow for more from Lessons for Life with Grandma Kate. If no one has told you lately, everything will be okay. Tomorrow is a new day, and with it comes new hope. As I conclude this episode, I must state that this podcast is designed solely for educational and entertainment purposes. While I bring my experience as a parent and grandparent, it's essential that you know I am not a licensed therapist. This podcast is not a substitute for professional advice from a physician, professional coach, psychotherapist, or other qualified professional. Got it? Awesome. Until next time, what is one thing you are grateful for?